Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. From the Salt Lake City area. And I'd like to announce that I apologize for being late because we're having technical difficulties on my internet tonight. I don't know if it's the weather here. But I just wanted to start with the readings right away since we don't have a lot of time. And I'm going to go with the 504 area. You're on the air here with Adrian. Please tell me where you're from and where you, your question, please. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. You said tell you where I'm from. Louisiana.
Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay. And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I had a question about an ex that I broke up with. Is the girl that was scaring her baby, his baby, if it was his baby, and how that relationship is working, or like, do you see me and him getting back together?
Okay. And are you in a current relationship with this person?
No, we're actually separated. We split up.
You split up?
Yeah.
Okay. And was this just recently when you split up?
Yeah, about a week ago or so.
About a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of getting that he needs some time to recharge, which is why you had to split up with him so that your energies can recharge. Because you got to remember that we're all energy, and we all have to survive with water. So, like, if you put two, it's like putting two batteries together, or it's like putting two chakras together. Sometimes if you put them together, sometimes they can overfuse. And you know what I mean by that? It's like they get really hot, and then sometimes you need time to just shut down, and you need time to recharge your batteries.
Okay, I understand that.
So it's kind of like a magnetic pull, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So when your energies are together, they have to come out. And then when your energy is ready, they'll come back in. So with your magnetic energy fields, you guys need time to recharge or you guys kind of burn out. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like this theory that I was telling this friend of mine. We were talking about relationships and how it relates so much like a light bulb, you know. And sometimes when you have that spark between the both of you, that light bulb will stay on. It won't flicker. And that's kind of where you're at right now. Your relationship, I see it's flickering, you know, that light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow you need to bring more romance into your life. You need to contact more, like, deal a little more with the romance angels and meditate with the romance angels. Go to, like, your library and get a CD on romance angels or something.
Okay.
And work more with your romance angels and help you to recharge your energy, you know, and remember to get a lot of sunlight because sunlight is the most important thing for energy, you know.
Okay.
And vitamin D and eating healthy, you know, eating like green foods, salads, vegetables, you know, getting the right kind of sleep, taking care of your health, you know, and just being dear to yourself, loving yourself is the most important thing, you know.
Okay.
And that's kind of where the universe is putting you so that you can become more balanced.
Yes. I understand.
And, that's kind of what I'm getting with your energy right now. You're just going through some healing. It's telling you to take care of more of your health, take care of more of your spiritual needs, you know.
Yeah.
And when you do that, everything will just fall back into place. It'll fall back more in alignment. But right now, you just need time away to recharge. But I do see it working out. when you do these things, and with him as well, I think that there's a lot of baggage that he's putting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need to pull away. You know,
okay.
Even though it's kind of hard, you really didn't want to pull away, you know?
Right. So how does the girl play into all of that?
So I guess that's the way you got to look at it. You know, it's all based on perception, on how you see yourself. I mean, I was watching a video on twin flames and soulmates, how so much they're different from each other. And your twin flame is more like the reflection of yourself.
Right.
It's like you see things in each other that you see in yourself. And you don't fully come to completion. You come to a state of awareness where you see yourself as what you want to become. And with the soulmate, it just fills that gap for a little while, and then they have to pull away so that you can recharge your energy and then come back into alignment with yourself, you know?
Okay. So the girl that he's, like, messing with, do you see anything with that?
I'm going to pull three cards on this relationship. The first card I pulled is the Hermit. So the Hermit is basically saying, yeah, you need to do some soul searching. You both are in doing some soul searching, and you're gathering knowledge and information, which is good. Information and knowledge are really good. And then the other card I pulled is the Four of Swords. Now, the Four of Swords is basically saying that there are challenges that are ahead of you that you first have to overcome. And this is part of what I was talking about, you know.
Okay.
And then the three, and then the next card is the Star card. The Star card just means that right now you're both draining each other's energies just because you haven't come to completion yet with each other. So basically, you're not corresponding with each other, you're not cooperating. So the Hermit is basically saying you need to gather more information and more knowledge before you go through with it, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
but the outcome looks really good, actually. I do see the outcome turning out in your favor.
In my favor? So but you don't see anything about a child with the girl is like nothing like that with the person. You don't get to see like that kind of stuff.
What'd you say?
Like the question that I really am trying to ask, like there's this girl that he's messing with. Like are they like she's supposed to be pregnant. Like is she pregnant? Is the baby his? Like are you able to see that kind of stuff?
Yes, I do, and I pick up that this lady is pregnant, but this lady, I'm not picking up that is his child, but I'm feeling that this lady was pregnant by somebody else.
Okay, and does he...
And that he did get messed up with this lady.
Yeah. Does he really, like, care for her? Like, do you really love him?
No,
like,
he doesn't.
Okay, is this more about the...
He doesn't rebel against you.
Okay. I don't even know.
He wants to keep you into a conscious state of thinking, you know, and in the back of your mind, you know, he wants you to be afraid of what you're going to lose. But, you know, in essence, you really have nothing to lose but to gain. You know, you're gaining more insight, you're gaining more knowledge, you're gaining, you know, what you're supposed to be doing now, you know, and you're also healing from it. You're going through a healing process as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think...
And sometimes we don't know why the universe puts us in these situations, you know, and I think the reason is the certain lessons that we all have to learn.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
it's just a matter if we learn those lessons or not.
No, see, I'm kind of hard-headed, like, because a part of me keep wanting to force it, you know, instead of, like, learning everything that I've learned from it and just keep moving on, because I really do love him and I really do care about him, and I believe, like, that we were put together for a reason and we're supposed to be together, you know, but, like, all this confusion has got me to a point, like, was it just for a season? And to learn something from it and move on, you know, that's where I struggle. So,
right.
But I thank you for your insights about this girl, because that's...
Well, you're very welcome, and it sounds like you're a very sweet person, and I hope the best for you, you know.
Yeah.
And if he did take advantage of you, I am
very
sorry.
I don't think that you really just took advantage, because it was a lot of... like, things on my part as well. It was more, like, a lot more on my part. But, like, at the end, like, when I was, like, trying to straighten things out, it was, like, I guess a little too late. But I think, like, he went too far with it. You know, he didn't have to go that far because it wasn't that serious. I really love him and care about him, you know.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, and that's the main thing, just showing your love and your respect for him and sharing your light with him, and that's what he needs, is, you know, share your light and your love with him.
Yeah.
And just pray that he can, you know, he can come out of temptation, you know, that he can break away from temptation.
Because that's all she was.
Because God is the only way, you know. God is he is the master artist, you know. He is the way of walking into that light. And sometimes we think by taking the easy way out, you know, like money or drugs or sex or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, we think, oh, this is the easy way, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the devil's way. You know, we got to follow, you know, we have to follow the Christ consciousness. That's the only way we could return, you know.
Yeah.
Back to our Father, our Heavenly Father, you know, and we just got to remember that we don't work alone, that we're not alone on this life, you know, and sometimes when we think, you know, we don't have enough, you know, we say, oh, I can't pay my bills, or I'm having relationship troubles, you know, and I think a lot of it is we're being tested, you know, to see, you know, what way are we going to go? We're going to go into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Or are we gonna show them our love, you know, and our forgiveness, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what the most important message that Jesus had for all of us is that, you know, when he died on the cross, you know, to sacrifice yourself for the cross, you know, sacrifice yourself to show them love and forgiveness, you know?
Yeah.
And forgiveness is the hardest thing for a lot of us, you know, to do.
Okay.
And
right.
And he's the one that's going into temptation, not you, you know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you're not perfect, and we're not all perfect, but...
That's right,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. I've lied, I've, like, did little things, like, not saying one is bigger than the other, but I've always, like, even if he did things to me, like what you were saying, like, forgiveness, that's like you forgive the person, said it's sorry, like, and you move on. You don't hold things like that in your heart. If you say you love someone or you care about somebody and you don't go out and do, like, spiteful things, like, against them to, like, you know, like you said, the easy way, like, fall into the temptation with the girl and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know.
Sometimes our pride gets in the way, and sometimes we think we're better. You know, we think, it's like I had a friend that come visit me. He just got out of jail, and he was on the news, you know, and sometimes, you know, he comes to me for healing and to be more of the light, you know, and sometimes I think, well, should I push him away from me, or should I continue helping this person or healing this person, you know, and I think God sends these people to us for a reason, you know, and And I'm sure there's always a reason for everything. You know, I was getting a reading from the psychic, and he told me, so there's always a reason for everything, you know. And, you know, I think back on that, and I think it's very true, you know, that things do happen for a reason. But the idea is not to fall into that temptation, you know, into that, to lose ourselves, you know. You know, drugs, money, sex, whatever, you know, even if we think we could be rich, you know, don't do it, you know.
Yeah.
Because anything that's of this world does not come from a higher source, you know. And because this isn't where we resonate, you know. And we have to detach from all that. And that's why all this is happening for a reason, you know. And whatever we have to lose is what we have to lose. If we have to start over, we have to start over, you know. Mm-hmm. Relationships, money, jobs, whatever. You know, we all have to start over, you know. And just remember to keep your faith. And I know it's tough right now, but, you know, keep your faith. And I'm sure God will provide. He'll provide for you, you know. Even if it's not money or love,
yeah.
He'll provide, you know, comfort for you, you and your family, you know.
Okay. Well,
that's the message I have for you, you know.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm glad we had this conversation because I've been really thinking a lot about my future, you know, and the thought of this conversation is very true, you know, that...
Yeah.
We have to think about our own faith, you know.
Right.
Getting out of situations, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And like you said, you know, learning forgiveness for the ones that do hurt us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a hard thing, you know, especially the ones that you love, you know.
Yeah, you kind of want what you want. So you can't, like, just lose yourself trying to go after that, you know.
Very true.
Okay, well, you have a good night and happy holidays to you. And thank you for your time.
Happy Christmas to you and your family.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you. Let's go to the next caller from the 910 area. Hello.
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 Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, this is 910.
Can
you hear me?
Help you with something tonight?
I'm sorry?
So, how can we help you tonight?
Oh, yes, I was wondering if I could have a tarot card reading.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know about the relationship between me and my husband and if it's going to last or we're both going to move on.
Okay. And how are things going between you and your husband right now?
They're not going. We've been married for 38 years and probably for 20, 25 of them, there's been nothing between us, you know, except the kids.
All right.
And
what do you feel that has caused this situation to get to where it's at? I mean, basically, what has caused that magnetic pull away from you and your husband?
Well, there's a lot of things. There's no, no loyalty, no respect. He's very verbally abusive. I'm not saying it's all just him because we both have made mistakes, but all those mistakes have just piled up and piled up and piled up to now where, you know, we love each other, but as saying goes, we're just not in love. We just coexist in the same house. And now that my kids are 21 and 23, it's more financial reasons than anything.
Okay.
But,
and do you feel that this has to do with some changes that you're going through?
Absolutely. And there's changes that he's going through.
I'm seeing the death card. That means changes. You know, you're going through a lot of big changes right now.
Yeah.
And Ace of Cups has to do with a lot with emotion. It has a lot to do with emotions. Expressing, you know, each other's emotions with each other.
There's no talking. I mean, if I try to express my emotions to him and try to talk to him, he'll just walk out of the room. He will not express his emotions. And if he does,
he's not a multiple
angry
person.
Angry emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know your husband's sign?
Oh, yeah, he's Sagittarius.
Yes, Sagittarius have a hard time with that. And where he's a fire sign, he gets really... emotion has to do with water. So, like, if you're emotional to a fire sign, then fire signs you'll overcloud them. So they get they get really angry. They get upset, you know, and then they go into their own space, you know. And so the only way to deal with your emotion and his fire is he has to express his emotions through anger, you know. And with him and you, where he has to express through anger, you have to express it through emotion, that's where you both clash.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that's what causes the magnetic energy pull from you and your husband. But at the same time, in order to build that, you both have to somehow get on the same page talking about what you both like to do, you know, and what you enjoy.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. We have no common hobbies. We do nothing together. We never have. Except, you know, maybe the first 10 years we were married, we did things together. And I'm talking 15 to 25, and I'm now 53. So after the age of 25, you know, then I got pregnant when I was 30, so the kids took up our lives. And we did things with the kids, but as far as he and I, we can't even go out to eat without an argument.
Well, you know what you need to do is when you get in touch with the universe, it's almost like clicking on a light switch. You know, and right now your bulb is all, you know, burned out, you know?
Right.
So somehow you got to get that magnetic energy pull to come back in to source energy. So in order to do that, you have to do some visualizations and meditation.
Oh, and I have done visualizations for 5 years because I've been on a spiritual path for 5 years, and I don't seem to have much luck with visualizations.
Well,
now, sometimes
a lot of it
I
has
do.
To do is because you're going through changes, and your husband is too, but his his body is not responding to the changes.
He hasn't
upgraded like you have.
No, and he wants no part of spirituality. You know, every time I try to listen to shows like this or read books, you know, he wants nothing to do with it. He thinks it's hogwash.
Well, that's fine. I mean, he could follow his own path.
Right, exactly.
But eventually he'll get to the idea of spirituality because that's where it's all going to end anyways.
Right.
You know? But the thing is he has his own path to follow and you have your own. So that's where you both kind of resonate from, and that's what brings you happiness and joy.
I just don't
but the idea is learning how to get that magnetic energy pulled to pull each other again.
Right.
And that's by doing what you remembered what you were doing, and that's what you need to visualize when you meditate, is to go back to the time when you both were happy and healthy and you were together, you know?
Yeah.
And then it always boils down to him. It always boils down to free will, you know. Shall he choose to be with you, or shall he choose to be a victim for the future, you know?
Do you ever or can you connect with ones that are crossed over?
I can, yes.
Because he, in all fairness to him, he lost both his parents in the last 2 years, and I lost my dad too. We've lost 6 family members in 3 years.
Oh, that makes sense, then.
Yeah, and his he
so
was very close.
What one do you want me to connect with tonight?
Oh dear, probably he has more unresolved issues with his dad, so I would say his dad.
Now, I was getting that there was some kind of abuse with his dad.
Oh, yeah. Physical, verbal,
was there a lot of
the
abuse?
Whole family.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, because right when you said that, I just had that feeling, you know, that cold feeling.
Yeah. And
came from his dad.
Yeah, and...
And his dad was an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. Very bad until he was about 50 when he had his heart attack, and then it slowed down. He never did stop drinking, but, you know, he would still have maybe one drink a night because
mm-hmm.
he couldn't sleep. But then, in all fairness to him, he was in the Air Force, and everything he did was top secret, so he could never talk to anybody about what he did. Because everything
mm-hmm.
was top secret. So, you know, when you hold things like that inside and you can't ever speak about them, and
then it grows.
He's seen a lot of death and he's created a lot of death.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Well, yeah, and I could kind of see that where he's holding on to his dad, and his dad could quite barely be attached to him, to your husband, because there's some unresolved issues there.
And in all fairness to Dad, God bless us all, you know, the last 20 years of his life, he really did a change around. He was not the man that he was when he was younger. He really tried to make up for the abuse that he caused the family. But and he has 6 children, and I think probably my husband was the only one that ever tried to forgive him. The rest
uh-huh.
didn't really forgive him. They held grudges. Now his younger sister
uh-huh.
is
'cause they didn't understand him like you did.
I'm sorry?
They didn't have an understanding, that's why.
Right. But he was the middle child.
And usually when we don't have an understanding, that's usually when judgment comes in.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like, oh, I don't understand this, so I'm going to judge it, you know.
Right. And they still to this day, even after his, you know, death 16 months ago, they still can't forgive him. Even though Charlie tried,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's his biggest thing is that he's trying to forgive his dad, and he wants to forgive his dad, but he's having a hard time doing it. And I feel like that's a big part of his unresolvement. So if I don't know if there's a way that you could connect to his dad,
he says he's willing to connect.
He is.
He just wants to know, you know, what he wants to know what you want from him. That's what he's telling me. What do you want from me?
That's
what he's saying.
I would like to respectfully ask him if there's any way that he can help his son, Charlie.
He says his son doesn't want the help, but he says he's angry with him because of the past. He's holding grudges. But he's saying that he could do his best to help him on the other side, and that his father has been making some changes on the other side, and he's getting ready to cross over because we're getting closer to the ascension, and he doesn't want to be stuck here on this earth with the grudges that he holds, the karmic debts.
Right.
You know, and his father was not a very spiritual person either. He didn't believe in a lot of things. Like, he didn't believe in, like, God and the devil and a higher consciousness. You know, he don't believe.
No,
he did go to
church, and he in the latter years of his life, and
yes, the reason why he went to church
Bible,
was to do a lot of soul searching.
But a spiritual.
But
person,
in essence, he really didn't believe. You know, he was more afraid, and he says that he went to church because he was more afraid. But he, but deep down inside of him, he did really believe. But on the other side, he says, I didn't believe, you know, I didn't believe that there was other life, you know.
And you're absolutely right about that. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling
I'm getting, from him.
And his mom?
Yeah, and he really wanted to be closer to his son.
Yeah.
And he wants to be closer now to him, but his son, he says he keeps holding grudges against him, and he loves his son. He still loves his son, you know. You want him to know that.
He loved all of his children. I know he did.
He did. He did.
Yep.
And he's not in a bad place. He's in a good place. And he does come around. And sometimes he is attached to your husband, and he's telling me for your sake and his sake, it's probably best that you're split right now.
Uh huh.
Because there's going to be some anger issues that are going to come up between him and his father that he needs to deal with first.
Okay. And we've tried to get him help, but he refuses to get help. He doesn't believe in
it. Yeah, he does. He's stubborn.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, the verbal abuse that we suffer, it's just...
See, his father blames him, blames himself for what happened.
He does. I, and he's never said that, but I feel that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He would never say that.
No. He never says much of anything. He's very, mm-hmm. very closed-hearted. He has a big heart. He used to mm-hmm. have a really big heart. And I think
mm-hmm.
he still does. But he's just closed.
I feel the love around him.
He's just become a hermit.
He used to be
a social person and a loving person and a giving person, and he still is a giving person. When people are in need and he can help them, he will help them. But for the most part, he is just shut down.
You're right on the money with him.
Yeah. Well, after 38 years, I know a little bit about him, I hope. I just don't know if it's going to get better, and I guess that's up to him. I can't change him. He has to change himself.
According to his father, he says that things will get better. It's just that he has a karmic debt to pay with him. So he needs to overcome that karmic debt and the anger, the rage that he has with his father in order to move on. Or he'll be trapped here too with his father, you know.
Right. And I wouldn't want that.
And that's the whole idea is to pay off those karmic debts so that we can all ascend, you know.
Right. Well, I just hope
and
his dad.
I can see that's why you're more worried about him. It's like you're more concerned about his ascension and what's holding him back, you know.
Right.
And you love him and you care about him and you've been together for many years.
But I can't live like this anymore either. So it's a constant struggle. Do I walk? Do I stay and have faith to work out?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very difficult struggle for me because so many times I just want to walk out that door and never come back.
And sometimes they say walking away is sometimes the best thing to do and never look back.
Yeah. But I feel
sometimes sacrifice is necessary.
Yeah.
Because your husband's going to have to make the sacrifice too.
Yes, he will. Does his mom come through saying anything? He was very close to his mom.
His mom's in heaven. She's already went through the gates.
Yeah.
But his mother, sometimes she'll come down and visit him through dreams.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was more close to his mother than his father. Mm-hmm. And his mother don't really have much to do with his father anymore because of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, he hurt her pretty badly.
So he's kind of on the lower dimension. She's more on the upper. So she basically can only come down and see him when the timing is right because a lot of times he's around her. He's around your husband, his father. So his mother can only come down, you know, when the right timing, you know, to...
When dad's not around.
Yeah, she wears this perfume. And I don't know what the perfume is, but I could smell it on her.
Chanel number 5. She's always worn Chanel number 5.
Yeah, it's like a strong fragrance.
Yes.
So that's when I know when he'll know when she's around. That's the confirmation she's given me.
When he smells that perfume.
She's saying something about a car.
A
I don't
car?
Know what she's saying about a car, but she's saying something about a car. that belongs to him or something. I don't know.
No. A car.
Yeah, she keeps showing me like a car or something.
A car maybe that, that may be Charlie's dad loaned my daughter $1,000 to buy.